Welcome, cheerful viewers, to our noble lineage here on Supreme Master Television for part two of The Future of Education, Consciousness-Based Learning at Maharishi University and Schools. Last week, we introduced the schools and learned about consciousness-based learning. This week, let us return to talk more on how vegetarianism enhances education system.
A vegetarian diet is an important part of our experience on our campus. Our faculty, with Maharishi's inspiration, have looked at every aspect of student experience and thought, what can we do to create the best experience for students, for maximum personal growth, for maximum development of their health, for maximum well-being?
The school also encourages meditation, adequate exercise, sleep, and a proper balance in the daily routine.
And all of those things put together have yielded the result that our students are actually healthier when they graduate than when they enroll. And this is based on research using a measure called the Duke Health Inventory. They're healthier physiologically, emotionally, psychologically, when they graduate. So it all adds up to make for a very healthy, dynamic, successful student.
Dr. Richard Beal, director of the Maharishi School of the Age of Enlightenment, or MSAE, shares with us the student success stories in the Maharishi classrooms.
Good academic performance is a product not just of what kind of comes at our head, but our body, our physiology, is the mechanism for experience. It's what we take into the classroom. And I think this practice of meditation and the vegetarian diet, we're seeing a glimpse at our school of what could be achieved with that. Every year our students score at about the top 1% of the nation's population in standardized tests. We have a very prestigious academic award here in the United States. It's called the National Merit Scholar. And our school has had 10 times the national average for its population of National Merit Scholar award winners. We had 7 in 1 year in our school. And large schools sometimes only, it may not have any. So they have done very well academically. And I think it is a result of this combination of factors. The opportunity to develop from within, the investment that we make in rest and in transcending, caring for their nervous systems, their physiology like that, through their diet, and their care of their families and the quality of the instruction that they have from their teachers. All these things play a part in this success.
To help provide healthy, beneficial vegetarian foods to the students and faculty while maintaining eco-sustainability, the Maharishi schools grow their very own organic vegetables. We join Steve McClaskey, the director of the university's organic gardens.
This greenhouse is 1 acre. It's all certified organic. We think it's beneficial to grow the crops in a more natural condition where they're having all their normal interactions. We also have 2 small greenhouses on campus. In the summer, we have about 10 acres of outdoor fields that we grow in.
How much of the food do you actually grow?
In the middle of the summer, in a real good growing year, we can supply 70 to 80% of the produce that the university uses. In the winter, we just have the greenhouses and not the outdoor fields, and things grow much more slowly in the winter, so it's much less than that.
In the university's greenhouses, the aesthetic melodies of Vedic music are enjoyed by the vegetables.
I hear some music in the background.
That's the Vedic music. That's to help enliven the intelligence of the plants. Someday I want to do some research to compare with the music and without the music and see what the nutritional content is of. But I haven't had time to do that. Running the farm has kept me pretty busy.
How do you think the foods that you grow here are affecting the students' well-being?
I think it must have a beneficial effect on the students, that just the freshness of it, because most of the produce that you buy in the store is a week old or older, and there have been some studies that show that the nutrient content of produce quickly goes down after it's harvested, and so it has the highest nutrient content during the first few days after it's harvested. The benefits of organic, to me, I don't have to handle toxic pesticides. For people who eat the produce, there's no danger of any residues of toxic chemicals on the food. It's pure and it's safe.
A student affirms how a plant-based lifestyle has elevated the way she feels.
Vegetarian is wonderful, especially organic, compared to the standard American, standard world diet. But I recently got into raw foods, and that's what's really made the difference for me. It's like I just have so much more energy and clarity, and I just feel like I'm glowing. And actually, since I started doing that, my experiences in meditation have gotten better, because, you know, it is, we are what we eat. It's literally taking something outside of yourself and putting it inside of yourself, and it becomes you.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. When we come back, we'll learn more about the Maharishi schools and how vegetarianism helps their consciousness-based education system. Welcome back to Our Noble Lineage as we continue to learn more about the Maharishi schools. We just visited the Maharishi University of Management Greenhouse. The lush veggies that come from the school's grounds are then used by Aladdin Food to make meals for the dining hall. James McKee, Vice President of Aladdin Food, talked about the delicious meals prepared.
At Maharishi, everything is 100% organic. Nothing is genetically modified. We want to provide the best food that will nourish the body, but then also nourish the mind as well. We get produce as local as possible. Even from 2 miles from here, the college has a farm. If you want to talk about a chef's dream, we're getting produce in from the Maharishi farm that is still hot from the sun and goes directly into the production of the meal. It doesn't get any fresher than that. But the most important thing that we do in our mission here is that we need to preserve the life that is in the food, or the intelligence that is in the food, and that is only done with very fresh product. It's a matter of putting out the right food that is organically prepared and prepared by a happy staff, because the thoughts and the emotions of the chef go into the food.
As a chef, James McKee conveys the delights of preparing fresh, organic, vegetarian meals.
Tastes different. It has a different texture. It's so full of flavor. I mean, organic tomatoes, we had to adjust almost every recipe because, for instance, organic tomatoes, there's not as many sections in the tomato, and they have a greater yield than a conventionally grown tomato. So it was a learning curve, but our chefs had so much fun working with the freshest of ingredients on the planet. It was a great experience.
Do you think that this experience has helped the personnel at Aladdin to be more aware about the diet and change their choices in their diet?
There have been a lot of changes. You know, personally, I have seen a blood pressure problem go down as a result of the Transcendental Meditation Program, and also putting healthy things into my body and into my mind. As a result of our experience at Maharishi, the chairman of our board, the CEO of our board, asked me and some of our corporate executive and regional chefs to do a study on how can we bring an organic component into our conventional accounts. We run accounts in 24 different states. So as a result of our experience here, we put together a program that we were able to put in components into the salad bars at these accounts and also prepare one or two organic entrees every meal.
Let us now go to the art department, where art instructor Greg Thatcher shares how the compassionate diet helps enhance his creations.
So I started out being a vegetarian, and I noticed that my experience was clear. I felt better during the day. So since that time, then I've just continued to have a vegetarian diet. And being a vegetarian, I think it just, especially at this time in the world, seems to be very important because you're not sure about the quality of food that you're getting. And since our experience is based upon what kind of fuel that we put into our body, it seems to be a logical thing to make sure that what you put in is quite pure, so then your experience and your energy will be strong and clear as well. So it's a good thing. Plus, it tastes good, too. It's what you put in is what you get out.
Greg Thatcher encourages his students to eat healthy vegetarian meals, both through leading by example.
I also encourage them just by who I am and what I exist and what I believe in. And what I do. You can't force somebody to meditate. You can't force someone to eat tofu. You can encourage them and make really nice food and then invite them over, which we do.
Dr. Greg Pearson reminds us again how a vegetarian lifestyle facilitates peace and sustains our ecosphere.
Vegetarian diet affects not just the brain functioning, but the whole physiology. First of all, it's a purer diet. The food is easier to digest. It provides all of the nutrients that a person needs when a person eats a balanced vegetarian diet. And there's ample research to show that vegetarians are healthier than people who eat meat. And there's more and more evidence to show that the single most important thing that you can do for the environment to reduce global warming isn't what you might think, like get a hybrid car or insulate your house. Those things are important, but the most important thing is to adopt a vegetarian diet, because it's the cultivation of meat that does so much more than people can possibly imagine to create greenhouse gases and pollution in our environment. This is really not just a development of consciousness technology, it's a peace creating technology where the students, even while they're students practicing this, create a measurable influence of peace and harmony in the environment. So through consciousness-based education, we're looking at a future where the students of the world are the peace creators of the world. It's happening now. We'll see it happening more and more.
The contented students are a testament that this auspicious vision is already blossoming fruit.
Now that I've really changed my diet, I really feel the effects, and I want to help future generations learn to really care for one another through these means.
Our sincere appreciation, Maharishi University of Management and Maharishi School for Age of Enlightenment, for helping to bring health, spirituality, and compassion to the world through your education's ideals. May your fine example help guide more and more people to lead the peaceful vegetarian lifestyle for a harmonious world. Lovely viewers, thank you for joining us as we learned about how vegetarianism plays an important role in the achievements of consciousness-based education. Join us again next week for the finale of our program on the Maharishi University of Management and Maharishi School for Age of Enlightenment. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a gift of love. Simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, coming up next. May your wisdom be guided by heaven's benevolent light.
For more urgent details, please see www.suprememastertv.com. NL